Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I'll kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Present.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Piper. Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Tom Vogelsberg.
Again, good evening, everyone. We begin our city council meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance like we always do, and I'm going to ask our dear friend Mary Lou O'Halloran to please lead us in the pledge. Thank you, Mary Lou. We always share a fair warning to those of you sitting in the front row. You guys know where the cameras are?
No.
See this little blue circle up? That's a camera, and there's one behind you as well. So you are forever on TV. And, of course, this is being broadcast worldwide on the web. That's true. We actually have an alderman who's in Texas tonight, Mr. Pawlak, is on business, and he's got a conference call, I believe, but he'll have the council meeting on his laptop. So, and we often get calls from people all over the place who, for God knows what reason, actually watch these things. So pretty wild, isn't it?
The mayor's Czechoslovakian stalker calls again.
So you nervous now? Awesome. Folks, before we begin tonight's business, and this has become an unfortunate habit here at the City Council and at the city of Geneva, but many of you probably read in the newspaper last week of a beautiful woman who lived at the homestead and had passed away, Alice Monroe. Many of us probably knew Mrs. Monroe. I had the pleasure of being with Mrs. Monroe when I was in grade school. Alice used to bring the kids from the grade schools down to the symphony in Chicago and try to inculcate us with some culture. For the most part, it worked. But she was a delightful lady. Her disability did not stop her. Her spirit for living, her zest for life. She was just a truly remarkable woman. And the flag remains at half staff to honor Miss Monroe and all the friends who are certainly mourning her loss, as does the city of Geneva. So if I could just ask all of you to bow your heads for just a moment of silence to honor Mrs. Monroe and all the contributions that she has made. Thank you, everyone. We have a good meeting tonight. Let the record show that Alderman Vogelsberg is walking directly in front of the camera.
Sorry.
Done your stuff.
At 7:04. Your pay will be reflected.
Wow.
We've already debated that, haven't we?
$199.
That's right. Item 3A, ladies and gentlemen, is the introduction of the Geneva Region Energy Education Network. The acronym is GREEN. We have some guests with us this evening, and I'd like to invite those guests to join us at the podium.
Guest.
Mrs. Zander, how are you?
Hello. Good, thanks.
Good. And for all of those watching at home, I need you to introduce yourself and share your address with us.
Okay.
All that good stuff.
Mary Zander. I live at 121 Ford Street. Not too far from here.
Not at all.
Walked over.
Yep. Excellent. That was the first question I was going to ask. Did you drive a fossil fuel burning car? No?
So I don't know what the computation of the food I ate, what kind of fossil emissions there were from the energy I used walking, but I assume it's pretty little. So we've started a group in Geneva called GREEN, Geneva Region Energy Education Network. And we are working to educate the community about energy, our energy use, the effects of that energy on climate, and ways to meet our energy demand while reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Electric power generation is a leading contributor to greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And accounting for the cost, the environmental and the economic cost of greenhouse gas emissions is a complicated issue. Um, And at many levels, efforts to curb greenhouse gas emissions are being discussed, ways to do that from local level, statewide efforts, and national, international efforts are being undertaken to try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And so because Geneva is its own utility, the Geneva Municipal Electric Utility is how I refer to it. I don't know if there's an official name for it. But I feel as though the community members are all shareholders in that utility. And so we have a unique opportunity to shape the way we use electricity or meet electric demand. We would like to see that that met in a sustainable, affordable, and ethical way. But in order to make wise decisions about our energy use, we have to become more educated about it, and so that's what green is about. And we have a couple of education opportunities coming up, and I'd like to invite everyone to participate in the ways that they can. So some of the things that are coming up, you may have heard that there is a forum coming up day after tomorrow, Wednesday, October 7th, in Rochelle. It's a project that's being considered by NIMPA. It's called Eagle View Wind Energy Project. And there's a informal presentation from 5 to 7 and a formal presentation at 7 o'clock. And I think that it would be an interesting discussion. I'm planning on going. Anybody wants to carpool? I know there'll be some other people from Green that are going, but it should be an interesting discussion, and it's an interesting opportunity for the people of Geneva. Also, we have a SPAC town meeting coming up on Wednesday, October 21st, and as well as discussing the census, we will be discussing our energy future, and we're lucky to have our Alderman Chuck Brown is going to be one of our presenters, and he will talk about energy basics and the effects of greenhouse gases on the climate. And we will also have Sarah Wokos from the Environmental Law Policy Center, and she will talk about ways that other communities are ways that other communities are meeting are reducing their carbon footprint. So that, and there'll be an opportunity for questions there and community discussion. And so that should be an interesting presentation. I invite all of you to take part in that. And as well, one of our members, Chuck Mies, has arranged for us to have a tour of the waste management gas to electric. Maybe some of you have already seen that, but many of our committee have not, and so we're planning to attend, and you're all welcome. That's the following Wednesday. So there's three Wednesdays in October. That would be the 28th, Wednesday the 28th, from 1 to 3. We'll be having that tour of waste management gas to electric, and Geneva gets a portion of their electricity from that source. So that should be another opportunity to learn about energy. So we'll be conducting educational opportunities. We'll have a website. Our website will be, it's just not developed yet. It's greengeneva.org. And we'll be starting a listserv so people can get on the listserv and have a free discussion of these ideas, suggestions, and otherwise. And since I'm the one that's here, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the topic. When I think about energy use and I think about saving money on energy, I think about conservation, because the kilowatt hour that you don't use is one that you don't have to purchase, and so it's the cheapest one of all. And so that's what I recommend for individuals and for the community-wide efforts. So any questions about our group or anything?
Questions for Mrs. Zander?
Well, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Singer.
Yeah, I just want to insert as a segue that there are a number of council members that will be attending the NIMPA meeting on Wednesday.
Great.
And for those of you who aren't fully versed on the acronyms that tend to avalanche in city government, NIMPA stands for the Northern Illinois Municipal Power Agency. It is a consortium of municipalities that purchase their power from a variety of sources. Geneva is a proud member of NIMPA, a founding member of NIMPA. So I will also be there in beautiful Rochelle.
Downtown Rochelle at the Country Club, Rochelle Country.
Ironically enough, I think Geneva Vikings play Rochelle this coming Friday, don't they?
At home.
At home, yes. Sure. So we'll have to sneak off and do something in the locker room.
Take your mask off.
Yeah, Mr. Stackman, one moment, please. One moment, Mr. Stackman. I'm going to defer to the council first, but I'm going to ask you to come up to the microphone.
Oh, you really are?
I really are.
Good question.
This is very formal, sir. Very formal. Anyone else on the dais? Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Mayor Burns. I just point out that the acronym problem is always with us. Geneva also has a green team.
Yes.
And the council has been informed they're making a lot of progress in defining various things that the City of Geneva's departments can do to help keep Geneva's electric bills down. So the City of Geneva's green team should not be confused with green, which is a citizen initiative to educate themselves on these issues and see if they can possibly think of other things that the citizens can do as well as what the city is doing with its own employees. So again, we have lots of acronyms, and let's hope they're all green all the time. Thank you.
And of course, we shouldn't forget about our friends at the Natural Resources Commission either, who have obviously done some extraordinary work, much of which is reflected in this building through our change out of light bulbs and what have you. And in fact, the aldermen actually breathe every other second just so that there's not a lot of gases being expelled. So.
Oops.
Mr. Stackman, sir, how's that for an introduction?
I am Walter Stackman, and I wanted to just ask where the meeting on Wednesday the 21st is.
Oh, I meant to say all that. It's right here at City Hall.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And the time, please?
7 o'clock.
Thank you. I also would like to talk to the council later.
Absolutely. We look forward to your comments. Is there an admissions fee for the meeting on the 21st, Mrs.
Andy? No, and they're light refreshments, so.
Well, no pun intended, light refreshments.
Yeah, right. Mary Lou has a question.
What does SPAC mean, and can anyone come to the town meeting, and will it be more than energy? Will there be more things discussed?
What does SPAC mean? You know, I always get confused with that. Strategic plan, advisory committee? Advisory, yeah. SPAC is the strategic plan. I always thought it was kind of an implementation task force kind of thing, SPAC. But everyone is welcome. There is no fee. We've had these for many years, different town meetings, and the census will have the first part, and then energy. Our energy future is the title of the section that comes up after that. Was that all
else? Any other topics for the town meeting?
Yeah, the third topic is looking at the strategic plan and opportunity to update a section of the strategic plan.
I got my postcard today and I saw that on there. So, 2017 strategic plan will be updated.
So, thank you.
Anyone else from the dais or anyone else from the audience for Mrs. Zander? Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Next on the agenda, item 3B, is to proclaim October 4 through 10, 2009, as Fire Prevention Week in the City of Geneva. Do I hear a proclamation? Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion by Dantino.
Thank you.
Seconded by Mr. Marks. Two new guys on the council. Apparently against fires. Any questions or comments for the chief who's not here? Or the deputy chief is not here. Or any firefighter is not here. We'll make certain this is hermetically sealed and delivered to fire station number 1 for reproduction and posting in all fire trucks. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you. Item 3C is to proclaim October 17 through 25, 2009, as Red Ribbon Week in the City of Geneva. We have some very special guests. We'll entertain that motion after their presentation. And ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
This is your first time at City Hall?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing that we all got elected, isn't it? That's what you told me earlier. You guys got to turn that around so you're on camera. If you want to hold it in front of yourself, that's fine too.
You'll have to walk over by the podium.
No, that's perfect.
Keep walking.
And if I may invite you, madam, to introduce yourself as well.
My name is Emily Goodfellow, and I am a senior at Geneva High School.
Awesome.
And I live at 1212 North Washington Avenue. So, good evening. Again, my name is Emily Goodfellow, and I'm the co-president of SAT Club at Geneva High School this year. And so I would just like to thank you for allowing us the time in your meeting to talk about Red Ribbon Week. The entire nation celebrates Red Ribbon Week to send a message to the community about taking responsibility for your health and making good decisions. And the Red Ribbon Committee of Geneva has put together a folder of information for you to look at with tips on your families on how to talk to your children and teens about staying strong on the right track to making good decisions. And we know that there's a lot of pressure on teens to fit into different crowds, and a lot of that pressure is placed on them by their own perception on what they think normal teens act like. And the Red Ribbon Committee and SAD Club is kind of here to send a different message to prove that the real norm is that most teens aren't out there using drugs on the weekend. So most teens do spend time with their family and their friends in a safe way, and they act as a positive role model for the younger children in the community. So at least for me personally, I think that Red Ribbon Week is wonderful because it's such a widespread involvement. I remember being in elementary school and wearing my red ribbon and wearing a red t-shirt and celebrating it through the whole week. So I think it's really important that you can show the students, both young and old, that making healthy decisions is a really good idea. So just you can take a moment to look at those folders in your leisure and see if you can try to talk about your family with those ideas as well as in the community. And thank you for your time and attention to this important celebration.
Ms. Goodfellow, yes. Is your father the famous Mr. Goodfellow from the Lions Club?
Yes, Dr. Bob, that's my dad.
Yeah, everyone knows your dad.
Yep.
Is that good or bad?
That's good, I think.
Is that good? Okay. And what are your plans next year after Geneva High School?
I think I'm going to follow him and go to North Central College in Naperville.
No kidding.
That's my number one choice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you applied and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard back?
They called me tonight, but they wanted to know if I had any questions. So.
They wanted to know if you had any money.
But my dad answered the phone,
had
so.
Any money. That's a great school.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
It's really nice.
Yeah, downtown Naperville. Yeah. But it's nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's awesome. And who are these lovely ladies with you tonight?
I'm Julie Puyi. Do I have to give my address?
Actually, we just prefer phone number and social security.
And I'm one of the co-chairs this year for Red Ribbon Week. And
welcome.
I'm on the Coalition for Youth.
Welcome.
And my name is Lisa Gillette. I'm a health teacher at Geneva High School, although I live in Montgomery, but I spend a great deal of time here in the city of Geneva. And we're very, very proud of Emily. She has had a very busy week. We actually did a mentoring program for the middle school students last week called Viking Alliance, and Emily was our team director for that, and she did a great closing with the parents and talked to a huge group of parents by herself. And she was quite nervous for it, but she did an excellent job as well as she did tonight. So we're very proud of her.
You should be. You're a great representative.
Thank you.
And let me ask you a probing question.
Yes.
What inspires you to get involved with the Red Ribbon Week? Clearly, it's not just because it looks good on your resume.
I think it's probably more of a personal thing for me, just because I think everybody has something or someone in their family that had some kind of connection to drugs or alcohol or an accident or something like that. So I've definitely had that in my family, like a cousin in a car accident. And I think it's just more of a personal thing, like proving that I can take a different step and
sure.
make a different choice than someone else that I know. And I have a lot of younger cousins. I have 40 cousins on one side of my family.
40 cousins?
A lot. My mom is one of five, so.
You guys live in a compound or something? Yeah.
I have a lot of little cousins, yeah. And I'm an only child, but I have a lot of little cousins, so I kind of try to be a role model for them.
Wow, that's neat.
Thank you.
That's very cool. Any questions from Ms. Goodfellow? You're very articulate.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
You go to the homecoming dance this past weekend?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Nobody got in trouble?
I don't think so.
Yeah, good answer. It's on TV, by the way. That's a good answer. Well, I have a proclamation here as well. I'll defer to the members of the council if you'd like me to read the proclamation. Then I'd like to present it to Ms. Goodfellow.
Please do.
You'll indulge me?
Sure.
These are my Clark Kent glasses. Aren't these cool?
This is Kent.
Where are those from?
Does your cape come out?
The dollar store is a wonderful place to shop, by the way. The proclamation for Red Ribbon Week, October 17 through 25, 2009. Whereas it is imperative that visible, unified prevention education and asset building efforts by community members be launched to reduce the demand and availability for drugs. And whereas the Illinois Drug Education Alliance, the Governor's Office, State of Illinois, Community Intervention Team, Geneva Coalition for Youth, Students Against Destructive Decisions, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Illinois are sponsoring the Red Ribbon Campaign, offering citizens the opportunity to demonstrate their commitment to drug-free lifestyles and promotion of the healthy development of all citizens, young, middle, and elderly. And whereas business, government, law enforcement, schools, religious institutions, service organizations, youth, physicians, senior citizens, military, sports teams, and individuals will demonstrate their commitment to drug-free healthy lifestyles by wearing and displaying red ribbons during this week-long campaign and carry the spirit of the message that this week should be carried each and every day this year until our next Red Ribbon campaign in 2010. And whereas the City of Geneva further commits its resources to ensure the success of the Red Ribbon campaign throughout this year, now therefore be it resolved, the City of Geneva does hereby support October 17, 2009 through October 25, 2009 as Red Ribbon Week and encourage its citizens to participate in alcohol and other drug education and prevention activities, making a visible statement that we are strongly committed to a drug-free community. I will entertain a motion to so proclaim.
Second.
I think it's called unanimous, Ms. Goodfellow. I think everyone wants the motion, everyone wants the second. So, well, just for the record, however, we'll give that to Mr. Brown and give that to Mr. Hill. All in favor of the proclamation, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Great. Nobody is opposed. May I present this to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Uh-oh, photo op. Come over here, Ms. Goodfellow. We've got Mr. Lynn's. We'll get the city seal. How's that? Why are you going to be? Ladies, you'd like to share? No? Do you have homework tonight?
Yes.
Did Ms. Gillette give you homework?
No.
Are you tenured yet, Ms. Gillette?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, the heck. Bummer. Well, ladies, I understand if you need to leave, feel free to do so. So thank you very, very much for being here. We look forward to celebrating and fighting the good fight with you. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Item 4, ladies and gentlemen, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one single sweeping and significant motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Mr. Hill. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Malagra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
thanks, Lynn.
Always an afterthought.
I always make me feel good.
I thought he was defeated. We jump to item 10. Municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our distinguished clerk to please read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $376,334.60.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
There's a motion by Brown to pay the bills. There's a second by Alderman Singer, and there's a question by Alderman D'Antino.
What is, I don't know who this is for, I was maybe married, but what is deposit liability? I think Aldi had one and there was someone else, some other one for like Mayor Lee's shop or something.
Rebate.
Rebate.
Sales tax rebate.
Okay.
through the agreements that we have with them.
Understand. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? We have a motion by Brown, a second by Singer. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Item 11A, folks, is to consider the appeal of the Historic Preservation Commission's denial of window replacement for the property located on River Lane. The petitioner is Shodine Incorporated.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. Well, the motion is to appeal the denial, so it is to overturn the denial of the Historic Preservation Commission. So that motion is in the affirmative, so you are supporting the overturning of that denial. You are supporting the appeal.
Which, correct. For the record, they have retracted.
For the record, that's correct. And the Committee of the Whole did support that appeal.
Correct, so, but I mean, they have retracted their denial.
No, the staff report encourages retraction of said denial.
So thank you. Yeah.
Questions and comments from the dais?
Thank you. I'd like to recuse myself, Mr. Mayor.
Now, folks, when an alderman recuses him or herself, that alderman is actually asked to leave the room so that there is no influence either through gesticulation or evil eyes.
Easy.
So.
I resemble.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to defer to Mr. Radovich here for a comment.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Mr. Mayor, I just want to make sure that everyone understands the motion, as I understand it. The motion is to reverse the decision of the Historic Preservation Commission. And under the rules of our city code, 7 affirmative votes will be required of the alderman holding office in order to sustain that motion.
Questions from the dais for Mr. Unch?
Would you please explain just what a negative vote would mean as opposed to a positive vote?
A negative vote would be in support of the denial. A negative vote would be upholding the Historic Preservation Commission to deny Shodine Incorporated for replacing said windows.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions? Any questions from the audience or comments? We have a motion. We have a second. Again, a vote of aye is to support the appeal to overturn the decision of the Historic Preservation Commission. A vote of nay sustains the Historic Preservation Commission. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
With some reservation, aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
7-1.
Mr. Mayor, may I change my vote to an aye?
You can, before the announcement of the vote by the mayor. That's permitted.
Mr. Singer, would you please restate your interests?
I'd like to vote aye.
Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the appeal is supported unanimously by those present this evening. 8 affirmative votes and 0 nay votes. And now, Alderman Vogelsberg can join us again.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
You should have heard what we said about you.
Not good.
Welcome back. Item 11B, folks, is to consider resolution number 2009-63, authorizing contract with Kramer Tree Specialists for the outsourcing of the LEAF program 2010 through 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion, and Vogelsberg makes the second. We have a representative from Kramer. You can tell by his handsome shirt. I like it. Any questions or comments for either Mr. Dinges and or our special guest from Kramer Tree Service?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Singer.
Thank you, sir. If your company is as resourceful as you have been in collecting our brush over these last season, I will commend you, sir. You've done an excellent job, and nothing but compliments from our constituency regarding your service that you've provided for us.
Thank you.
And my hope is that you'll continue that service on as you begin picking up our leaves, because you certainly will be a great asset to the needs of our community and to take the monkey off the back of the older people here in the community.
So I appreciate your comments about our company service, and I'm fully aware that the leaf program would be just as important to the city's residents as well as the city council as the brush program has been.
And for our benefit, sir, could you please introduce yourself to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm Joe Kramer.
Aha!
I'm president of Kramer Tree Specialists.
I'm assuming it's a family business.
Yes, it is. My sons are in up to their eyeballs.
Are they really? That's all right, so you're the founder?
Yes.
Fantastic. What made you go into the tree specialist business?
Well, I worked for another tree care company for a while, and I decided that I liked the work, but I thought it could be done better than that company was doing.
Wonderful. You've got a great tan, by the way, so you must be outside all day.
Golf.
Remember, he said his sons are up to
it. So you keep the leaves off the golf course, too, is what you're saying? Hence your putting prowess. Any other questions for Mr. Kramer? Anyone from the audience? Oh, excuse me. City Administrator McKittrick.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. I just wanted to clarify for the council and the audience that this program will start next fall. This fall, the leaf pickup will still be done by our own crews, so I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
And let me also add, Mr. Kramer, that we realize that we've come late to the game with respect to our decision to outsource this, but we're very grateful for your competitive pricing, and we're confident, like Mr. Singer stated, that you'll do as well a job with the leaves as you have done with the brush. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your letting me know that you're pleased.
Home number, sir, just out of curiosity. Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Thank you, Mr. Dinges. We have a motion, ladies and gentlemen, from Mr. Marks. We have a second by Madam Vogelsberg. Are there any additional questions or comments? Oh, yes, sir. Welcome. Join us. I didn't even see. Did you have a question earlier? I missed it.
That's right. They're in the way. That's okay. The only question I had is the cost. I want to, you know, we're all trying to do everything by, you know, budgets and stuff like
sure.
that. I just want to make sure that the council members, you know, we are looking at this cost. Kramer has done an excellent service. I have nothing bad to say about them. They do great work. The only thing I'm concerned about is cost per ton of leaves hauled to, you know, what our staff can do for, you know, the cost bottom line. So I just want to make sure that was looked at and before we make a decision. But
yeah, sure was. It was actually thoroughly examined. As you probably know, it was examined some 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
Originally.
Yeah.
And
right.
we determined.
Yeah, that's fine. And I just want to make sure. That's all, you know, I missed that.
Well, that's okay.
And I just wanted to make sure that was.
That's why we quickly passed it, because you weren't here. It was awesome.
Exactly.
But in all seriousness, we returned to the issue because we felt, and I think we still feel, certainly Mr. Dinges does, that, you know, our professional crews can be focusing on other issues that are equally as salient to our citizenry, such
as... which is more cost-effective that way.
Precisely.
Yes.
Precisely.
All right, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Good to see you again, man. Anyone else? Alderman?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, I guess, Mr. Dinges, if you could just tell the citizens exactly how much increase there will be per month.
My note says $45 a week.
I don't think so.
What's the type?
What we're looking at is 50 cents a month, or $6 per year increase.
You cannot play golf with $6 a year. I'm telling you right now. Anyone else?
I wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
And it'll be three pickups.
Correct.
Every
three pickups per zone.
Exactly.
During the last week of October through the first week of December time frame.
Okay.
So each zone will have a later, having three pickups in that short time every zone will have a pickup that's later in November, which right now our issue is the first pickup is has the first or the second week in October, and then it's early in November is their last pickup that we can get. This gives everybody an opportunity to have that later November pickup, so there shouldn't be as many issues with leaves not dropping and not people not being able to put those leaves out at the curb.
Starting next year.
Starting in 2010, correct.
Thank you.
Hopefully the leaves will cooperate, or Mother Nature is going to cooperate this year, and the leaves will come down and we'll get them up, and the snow won't come until later in December. So.
Alderman Dantino.
We'll do the rotation of the zones.
Correct.
Like we have in the past.
We'll continue that. It'll be ABC this year, and then it'll change next year.
When they're first starting.
Right.
And when does the price change go into effect for... 50 cents a month? Mary might know that, or Dan, I don't know.
I don't remember. Did we
talk about the beginning or the fiscal year? Because it runs with the budget. I believe that it runs with the fiscal year, so it'd be May 1st.
Yeah. And
thank you.
And Kramer Tree Service will continue to dump these leaves in St. Charles. Is that correct?
They're going to take them with them.
Wherever they go.
Sure they are.
They recycle them into a mulch, so I mean they're being reused.
Awesome. Anyone else? We have a motion by Marks. A second. Oh, there's another question back here.
Just real quick.
Now, why are you hiding back there, man? It's like
if there is a for some reason Mother Nature decides to throw a snowfall, are we done with the third pickup, or does it still continue?
Director Dinges will answer that question. It's a great question because that was debated at length as well.
Right. As far as our current program, we have a two pickup program, and then after that second pickup, all residents have the free bag program in the month of December, so that still is going to be available. In fact, as we move into, you know, provided the Kramer Tree Service contract is approved in 2010, that same bag program is available in December, although hopefully that isn't going to be an issue, but it's still going to be available.
Motion by Marks, second by Vogelsberg. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Ron Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you, Mr. Dinges, for your good work and your team's good work. And Mr. Kramer, thank you. We look forward to seeing you on the streets next year. Not the golf course, man. Thank you all. Item 11C, consider rejection of bids for the purchase of a leaf loader.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Singer?
May I also iterate that not only are we voting to authorize the rejecting of this bid, but we are also declaring that all the leaf loaders that the city presently owns will be placed up for sell-off. That's to be included in this motion, is it not?
I don't know if we're allowed to do that, actually. I think that would have to be a separate action by the council to declare those surplus after we reject the bids of our intent to purchase this new one.
Okay.
So that'll come back before the council for review.
I see.
So I'll entertain a motion to reject the bid to purchase a new leaf loader.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Marks. Questions or comments for Mr. Dinges? Mr. Dantino.
How much was budgeted? Was it $42,000? And where is that money going to be used? Not going to give it to me, I take it.
We're using that. Curious.
We talked about that.
We're using that money to balance the increase, to keep the increase at the 50 cents. We're applying the $42,000 plus. Once we do declare the equipment that we currently own and trade that in, we're going to apply that to the fund as well. It all get applied towards the fund.
Or the leaf fund.
Fund, right. Refuse fund.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Motion by Brown and the second by Marks remains. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Ron Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Item 11C's motion passes unanimously. Thank you all. Item 11D is consider resolution number 2009-62 to participate in the intervention of real estate tax appeal filed by the shops at Geneva Commons.
So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion. I'm going to give this one to, hold on, Alderman Flanagan. Since you have never shopped at the Commons, I find that ironic that you...
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I was just there today.
As our downtown merchants, thank you for that.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on. Everybody lighten up, for God's sake. You know, it's jeepers, creepers.
He had a coffee.
Oh, the Tribune's here. They're not going to report on this anyways.
I had a coffee in town, but...
Did you? And a speeding ticket out up Campbell Road? Where the hell is this coming from, bud?
On Shecky Packers Vikings. Let's go.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments regarding why the city of Geneva on behalf of its citizens would participate in this appeal? Hearing none, anyone in the audience? The motion and second remain. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Folks, we jump to item 13, which is new business. And as always, out of courtesy, we defer to those members of the audience who might have any business for the benefit, edification, or interest of the City Council. Mr. Stackman, would you like to step forward?
I appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah. Good to see you again.
In regards to the windows, already there was apparently there was a council meeting on September 28th at which one of your members said things in regards to the windows seemed to be okay. This could be further from the truth. I am proof of that fact. My home has vinyl siding, triple pane windows, solid vinyl windows were installed there 3 years prior to my ownership. Installation of like windows, I was ordered to stop, saying I didn't have a permit. It was said that a letter was sent to all residents in the historic district stating this. I testified I never saw said letter. I'm not alone in not receiving this letter. With my attorney and the company representatives, we were turned down and told I had to put wood windows in. They said that I would have to put in wood windows. And this made no difference. I was being made an example. The next step was to appeal to the City Council. After 1 hour and 15 minutes, my attorney was turned down by the City Council. I sued the city after more than 3 years of sleepless nights and great expense. The appeal court favored me. Even City Hall has non-wood windows. Doesn't a property owner deserve the same? The government is mandating energy-efficient appliances, furniture, autos, and even light bulbs. This would save, if we could change windows, everybody would save great energy. There are breaks, tax breaks allowed for almost all of these items. It's time this window ordinance is abolished. The Preservation Commission is unfair. People are told wooden fences must be 5 inches above the ground. There is no city or county ordinance stating this. I checked. We should expect honesty and fairness from our city government. A business owner was re-siding its building and was told the new siding was 1/8 inch wider than the old. The commission finally allowed completion. Mayor Burns told me a previous mayor abolished the commission and the next mayor reinstated it. I think it's time the council thinks of giving the Preservation Commission another vacation. This would be quite a savings to the city of Geneva. And I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stackman. Anyone else in the audience with new business tonight? Anything at all? From the council, Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a statement to read from one of our constituents that is a commendation to the Public Works Department. And if I may begin, Steve, this is just a thank you to the city staff and crew that recently removed the city parkway tree from in front of our house. We had a beautiful maple tree directly in front of the house that was planted when phase one of the Blackberry subdivision began back in 1979. Over 30 years we watched the tree grow until the present time when it finally provided such nice shade and added to the landscape decor of our house. Unfortunately, over the years, the tree grew in such a way that it split at a major fork, and this year, only half the tree was still alive, the other half being truly dead. As much as we hated to ask it to be cut down, we did make the fatal decision, and just over a weekend after our request, it was removed and cleaned up. We felt that was an exceptional service completed by our City of Geneva crews. Today, I see the Julie markings, and so it appears it is now time to remove the stump and hopefully replace the tree. I would like to remind you that Kathy and I are most willing to assist the city with the replacement by personally paying something extra if we could get a little larger tree planted as a replacement. While we know it isn't possible to replace the old tree with a huge mature tree, we would just like to see it if we can get a larger tree than just a small seedling. If there is an opportunity where we can pay our way, we would be most grateful. Once again, thanks to your staff and crew for your most expedient service in caring for the city and its residents. And this is, again, I say thank you on behalf of Alderman Flanagan and myself. This gentleman, Jerry Black, happens to be one of our constituents, and he is very pleased with the quality of service that he receives here in the city, as I think most of us should be. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well said, Mr. Singer. There is a small codicil, of course, in our 2010 tree collection program that no big trees are allowed. Is that right, Dan? I'm kidding, Dan. Don't even answer the question. Don't even respond.
No trees.
Actually, go ahead and answer. Let me see how you answer that question.
He had an answer.
I know. He was ready to go. Anyone else from the dais? New business for the benefit of the community? Anything at all?
Yes, I do.
Alderman Flanagan.
I received a little notice from Nancy Bell from the library. She encourages all of us to attend the DuPage Library System's fall legislative breakfast, and I want to kind of encourage my colleagues here to register. October 20th is the last deadline, so if you can, please do so. I've been in attendance several years.
That's awesome. Anyone else? If not, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Singer, not nearly as excited. Second by Marks. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.